gently pushed to his lips, while his other hand, the right one, vanished into the side pocket of his coat and showed no sign of emerging. "Vasquez," I said, showing no surprise that he had trailed Dieterling and me, "I take it you've got our man under surveillance?"
Chill out, Mirabel. That guy doesn't take a leak without me knowing it.
He's still settling his affairs.
Yeah. You know what these rich kids are like. Gotta take care of businessmen. Me, I'd be up that bridge like shit on wheels.
He jabbed his cigarette in Dieterling's direction.
The snake guy, right?
Dieterling shrugged. If you say so.
That's some cool shit, hunting snakes.
With his cigarette hand, he mimed aiming and firing a gun, doubtless drawing a bead on an imaginary hamadryad.
Think you can squeeze me in on your next hunting trip?
I don't know, Dieterling said. We tend not to use live bait, but I'll talk to the boss and see what we can arrange. Red Hand Vasquez flashed his pointed teeth at us.
Funny guy. I like you, Snake. But then again, you work for Kaweya. I gotta like you. How is he, anyway? I heard Kaweya got it just as badly as you did, Mirabel. In fact, I'm even hearing some vicious rumors to the effect that he didn't make it.
Kaweya's death wasn't something we were planning on announcing right now, not until we had given some thought to its ramifications, but news had evidently reached a wave of Valparaiso ahead of us. I did my best for him, I said. Vasquez nodded slowly and wisely, as if some sacred belief of his had just been proved valid.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He put his left hand on my shoulder, keeping his cigarette away from the coat's pearl-colored fabric.
I heard you drove halfway across the planet with a missing leg, just so you could bring Kaweya and his bitch home. That's some heroic shit, man, even for a wide eye. You can tell me all about it over some pisco sours. And Snake can pencil me in for his next field trip. Right, Snake?
We continued walking in the general direction of the bridge. I don't think there's time for that, I said. Drinks, I mean.
Like I said, chill.
Vasquez strolled ahead of us, still with one hand in his pocket.
I don't get you guys. All he would take is a word from you, and Rivage wouldn't even be a problem anymore. Just a stain on the floor. The offer's still open, Mirabel.
I have to finish him myself, Vasquez.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like some kind of vendetta deal. You had something going with Kaweya's bitch, didn't you?
Subtlety's not your strong point, is it, Red? I saw Dieterling wince. We walked on in silence for a few more paces before Vasquez stopped and turned to face me.
What did you say?
I heard they call you Red Hand Vasquez behind your back.
And what the fuck business of yours would it be if they did?
I shrugged. I don't know. On the other hand, what business is it of yours what went on between me and Gitta?
All right, Mirabel.
He took a longer than usual drag on his cigarette.
I think we understand each other. There are things I don't like people asking about, and there are things you don't like people asking about. Maybe you were fucking Gitta. I don't know, man.
He watched as I bridled,
but like you said, it wouldn't be my business. I won't ask again. I won't even think about it again. But do me a favor, right? Don't call me Red Hand. I know that Rivage did something pretty bad to you out in the jungle. I hear it wasn't much fun and you nearly died. But get one thing clear, all right? You're outnumbered here. My people are watching you all the time. That means you don't want to upset me. And if you do upset me, I can arrange for shit to happen to you that makes what Rivage did seem like a fucking teddy bear's picnic.